Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast, titled Bulbs and Their Buddies, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. Gardeners refer to any plant with a large underground storage organ as a bulb. Tulips, crocuses, bearded irises, gloxinias, and dahlias all fall into this broad category, but of these, only the tulip is classified as a true bulb. True bulbs have a thickened, fleshy bud surrounded by scales, usually growing underground. Spring-flowering bulbs like daffodils, tulips, and hyacinths reproduce by forming new bulbs called bulblets on some part of the plant or by a natural division of the parent bulb called spooning. Crocuses and gladiolas are both grown from corms, which look like bulbs but are flatter and have no rings or scales. Corms decay into the soil during the growing season, but are replaced by one or two new corms. Often tiny secondary corms, called cormels, grow from the base of the new corms. These can be broken off and planted and will produce flowers in 2 to 3 years. The potato is a perfect example of a tuber, which is classified as an underground stem. Large buds, called eyes, form all along the tuber. Each eye can develop roots and shoots and become a new plant. Other well-known tubers are gloxinias, tuberous begonias, and Jerusalem artichokes. Dahlias are often mistakenly called tubers, but are actually fleshy roots or tuberous roots. These are true roots that are enlarged for food storage. Fibrous begonias, Peruvian lilies, and sweet potatoes all have fleshy roots. They can be propagated by dividing off a piece that also includes a section of the crown with a growth bud. Rhizomes grow laterally through the soil. They include such beautiful flowering plants as bearded irises, peonies, and lilies of the valley, as well as many troublesome weeds. Rhizomes spread rapidly, developing roots and buds along their length. Bulbous-type plants are among the easiest to grow because their underground organs store enough food to ensure a rapid start. But this doesn't mean that they don't have to be fed. Mix in bone meal or bulb fertilizer with the soil at planting time, and feed again with a balanced fertilizer after the foliage emerges, but before the flower buds open.